name's Pete, I'm 23, I work in a place called Chichester, and I'm in the estate agency business.
Well, my experience of estate agency has been, I suppose, typical. I bought a house a couple of years ago and found actually that they were nothing but obstructive, pushy, unprofessional, they were pestering. I don't know, they just seemed to be an obstacle.
Well, I think when you're selling anything, there's a certain amount of get up and go or enthusiasm or whatever that's required to try and coerce someone into actually buying what you're trying to sell them.
I think possibly the most important thing is judging the person that you're dealing with, judging the person you're talking with, and so you empathise with them on their level, whether or not they're, you know, selling a £2 million house, or whether or not they're selling a £90,000 grotto of a place, you know, over a shop. You know, you need to make everyone feel comfortable, no matter how much money they've got in their pocket.
Estate agents in England and Wales aren't doing enough to give buyers and sellers the best deal, and their customer service isn't up to scratch. A report by the industry watchdog, the Office of Fair Trading, says not enough's being done to root out rogue agents.
The most satisfying for me is probably seeing the look on someone's face when you walk through a house or into a house and they think, you just know that this is the place for them. I think rapport is absolutely fundamental in this business. Got to have a laugh and a joke, and if that's what's necessary, you've got to talk about the news or the weather if that's what you think your client wants to talk about. And that's what rapport is. Rapport is developing a relationship with your client, whether or not it be a fun one or an incredibly analytical one. And you've just got to need to establish that when you first meet them, and that's how you get on with your client, and that's how you do business and do well. I've been in situations where I've had couples walk in looking for houses, and I've ended up giving them marriage counselling at the end of the day because they're shouting at each other at the top of their voice. They don't seem to care. You're not a person. I think people look at you as someone that's always trying to get one over them, always trying to do them out of money, always trying to lie to them. You have to think on your feet, otherwise you're not going to get anywhere. Someone walking into a house in a bad mood, having an argument with their wife or their kid, is screaming because they want something to play with, is not going to look at the house and is not going to buy it.
Buying a house, changing a job, it is an extremely stressful experience because there's so much money involved. The last house I sold, which was really quite expensive, I think that given that it sold very quickly, I felt that it was something of a rip-off. They don't appear to do very much. Therefore, people wonder, well, what exactly are they getting their money for?
Estate agents sometimes live up to their myth, and sometimes, and more often than not, don't. There are some serious, what I would call, cowboys of the industry out there, which you really must be aware of. But I think you'll know that. If you come to buy a house, or anyone comes to buy a house, it only takes about 5 minutes, and you're more switched on than you know anyone else who's never done anything involved with buying or selling houses before. I think you should trust an estate agent. Perhaps not trust the fact that this house is the best house in the world, but trust your own judgment on that. But trust the fact that they're there for a reason, and someone's trusted them to sell that house, so you want to trust them to show you around it. They'll look at it as a means to open the door into a dream or into the house that I think that I'm going to spend 2, 3, 4 the rest of my life in. One thing I will say is that never mix business with pleasure, because it just doesn't turn out right. The minute you're selling a house for a gorgeous blonde and she decides she wants to take you out on a date and you oblige because you're not thinking with your business head, then next thing you know, business comes into your life, and so does your personal life come into your business life. And if it goes wrong, it's not only the money you're losing or the business you're losing, it's affecting your true lifestyle, and the rapport you build, which is often sometimes fake, doesn't lead on to anything else. And unfortunately, that can be a problem sometimes. For me personally, what would I be looking for? I'd be looking for somewhere that looks hot from the outside and hot from the inside. Somewhere where I can go out to a club, pull a young lady, bring her back, and, you know, it's a wow factor. Basically, you want your place to be sexy, which makes you sexy for me. But I'm a young bachelor. Someone might want a 4-bedroom house that's wifeable on every surface because they've got 3 kids, and all they do is cry be sick and piss everywhere all over the place, and that's just life. I mean, everyone is different. Or you're an old granny and you want a bungalow because the fact is you can't even get yourself out of bed, let alone walk up a set of stairs. And the estate agency business will always keep turning because everyone's needs always change. Walking on the beaches, looking at the beaches. Well, there goes another one just lying down on the sand dunes. Go take a swim. You meet someone, you can't stereotype. You've got to open your mind and listen to what they say. Unless you listen, then it's not going to happen, you know. And that's one of the very key things for this job, is listening to their desires and motivations of what they want to do. I mean, you can't sell a caravan to a 5-kid family. I don't think I know of any business that pays as little, has as much stress, and makes you work the length of hours that we do. We choose to do it. Some might say we choose to do it because that's all we've got to do. The reason why we're guys that can talk to people and are estate agents is because we're the ones at the back of the class, always used to muck about. We're the ones with not such great grades, but when it comes to talking to people and getting on with people, then we're, you know, better than most. You don't get involved in this industry unless you think you've got the balls to pull it off. You can be friends with the guys in your office with, but there's no friendship involved when money's at stake, and that's what life is all about. And don't let anyone give themselves any differently, you know, whether or not you're a doctor or a lawyer. Some might say there's passions with it, but at the end of the day, if you're not getting paid, then you're not going to be doing it. Like down in the street, or down in the sewer, or even on the end of a skewer. It involves a lot of drinking. It involves a lot of stress relief. Some might say you'd be sick of seeing someone all day, every day. I suppose it almost becomes love. Once you've got it and you're used to it and you're in a routine, you can't be without it. Whenever we can, we like to get out and have a drink, make fools of ourselves, if you might say that. But, you know, I don't have many friends that aren't estate agents, and because I think they know what you're going through too. As in any job, it's nice to sit down and chat with someone that knows what you're talking about and cares what you're talking about, really. There's not many actors you can sit down and talk about estate agency for too long before they get bored and leave you standing. People that are selling houses are not happy people. Their lives are not stress-free either, because this whole industry brings that upon people, the stress of moving. And then it's like meeting the girl of your dreams and her moving away. Unless you're in that door and living in it, then you're not happy, and you have to deal with it every day with people being upset. And that's what negotiating is about. It's not negotiating the sale, it's negotiating people's feelings and getting them through it without them having breakdowns sometimes.
The whole thing is a very emotional experience. We sort of fall in love with this property that we really, really want to buy, and all our plans are around buying the house. So the estate agent gets caught up in this kind of general emotional experience. And I'm sure they see lots of tears shed.
Immaturity is exactly the word. It doesn't matter whether you're dealing with someone who's 20 years old or someone who's 50 years old and earns a truckload of money and is a barrister or a magistrate, and other people's lives are dependent on their decisions. Fact of the matter is, when people want something and it becomes an issue where it upsets them, they do go back to what I would say is the raw emotions. Anyone can go off the handle, and I think it's just the ability to deal with the way those people feel is hugely important for us.
People's perception of the estate agency business is that we all drive around in flash cars, have loads of money, and wear suits, and all look the same, slick back hair, neat sideburns, and brogue shoes. But it's not the case. I don't just exist in the office alone. I had this chap that was selling a house, and he went behind my back and sold it through another estate agent, and he was crying on the phone. His perception of me was that I was a machine, a money-making machine, you know, and that's what a lot of people think. It's not the case. You know, I've got a mum and a dad too, and I've got a girlfriend, and I've got a social life, and I get upset. If things don't go well for me and don't go well for my clients, then I go home and I think about it when I go to sleep. It doesn't just end at 7 o'clock and start again at 8:30. I mean, that's not life. If you were a nurse, you care about the people that you deal with. You know, I care about my clients, and I think you'll find that a lot of people that are in this business do as well. It just doesn't end for them when you close the door.